All your favorite traditional country music is right here inside the True Country Cafe at AM Stereo 790 WKY. Tell a friend about the best country on the radio. AM Stereo 790 WKY. Jan Brown with one off her latest LP, Shoes Keep Walking Back. Hi, this is Frank Kenny. About 6:08 and on this Monday, cup of coffee in hand. First time I've had a cup of Stan Cook's coffee in about 9 days, and it hasn't changed a bit. I hope yours is better than what I'm having. Of course, it's what I'm having is better than not having any at all. Jack Crowner, our farm director, is up with our morning farm report. Now stick around for Patsy Cline. Got some Garth Brooks, and Stan will be here with your news update at about 6:25. WKY Louisville area weather. Well, what you've been feeling is what you're going to get today and tomorrow. Gosh, it's been hot. Been humid, too. It is muggy out there right now and very warm. It's going to get even warmer. We're going to top out today about 97. Hot and humid tonight and tomorrow, with tomorrow's high around 95. Right now, clear and steamy, 81 downtown.
Much summertime fun ends up in a minor illness or injury, come to Immediate Care Center for prompt treatment from a qualified physician. We're open morning till night every day, weekends and holidays too. You never need an appointment, and health insurance is accepted for covered charges. To keep summertime a great time, do the smart thing. Visit Immediate Care Center.
You're really looking good. You look good as you go. I knew what you do.
Good morning, everybody. Jack Crowner statewide here on a Monday. Well, our dairymen hit by low prices for the past several months will see their paychecks go up a little bit, about 35 cents per hundredweight starting next week, August the 1st. The June Minnesota-Wisconsin manufacturing milk price, released back on the 5th of this month, continued the upward climb that started back in March. Dr. Bob Beck, our agricultural economist working in dairy circles, said the Minnesota-Wisconsin price is used to establish the federal order price for grade A milk in this area. The Minnesota-Wisconsin price is added to the USDA's Class 1 differential to determine how much farmers will be paid for their Class 1 milk. That starts 60 days after they decide. It's a competitive price and reflects supply-demand conditions in the marketplace. Consumers can expect to pay about the same amount for their milk they buy, since the increase is relatively small and the cost of raw milk is only a portion of the total cost of producing milk for retail sale. Well, coming up today, we'll check in with Washington and find out what's going on with Brenda right after this word for you.
Two against one may be the odds you need when it's time to fight tobacco suckers. Listen, here's what you do. Apply your contacts. Then apply Prime Plus at the elongated bud to early flower stage. And follow up a week later with MH. Tests prove it's the best method for season-long sucker control. Also, a recent label approval even lets you tank mix if you wish. So this year, go with the Prime Plus MH program. It's the new way to most effectively control suckers. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry Clow. I love rural people. Wonder why. I've been country all my life, and I think we deserve all the advantages that the big city folks have. I'm talking about television. All you got to do is call your electric co-op. They'll even help you get a satellite. You'll get the best TV value from the best people in the world, your neighbors. Call them today.
Okay, Jerry, call Kentucky Telecommunications down in Owensboro at 1-800-284-1473 for all of your satellite programming service needs. Well, Brenda, I understand the Vice President Quayle had some comments to make in regard to free trade.
The American farmer benefits by having open markets rather than closed markets.
Vice President Dan Quayle speaking at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington. Quayle told the audience that he has been promoting freer trade during his travels abroad. Appearing with the vice president at the festival that had a farming theme this year was Agriculture Secretary Edward Madigan, who told the audience that he was applying patience when it comes to the multilateral trade talks of the GATT.
My view is The person who's in a hurry always comes up on the short end. I support what the president is saying. He says he wants a good deal.
Madigan repeated a familiar statement that no deal is better than a bad deal. The broiler industry will soon be testing new processing equipment and methods to reduce the chances of contamination of salmonella or other harmful organisms. The associate administrator of the Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service, Ron Pruka, says the testing of the new equipment has USDA support.
And if they do prove that they are effective, we'll mandate them in all poultry plants.
The testing of the new poultry processing equipment should be completed within 6 months. The cost of operating a farm is up. USDA statistician Doug Clawino says U.S. farm production costs totaled $133.2 billion in 1990, a 6.5% jump from 1989's figures.
Where expenditures were higher for nearly all major categories except for feed and fertilizer, which decreased slightly, but most expense inputs for the American farmer are up in 1990 compared to a year ago.
And the largest expense came under the rent category, which accounted for 21% of an average farm's cost.
Thank you very much, Brenda, and other guests. And now this word. Have you checked your tobacco for insects within the last 5 days? Red and green aphids, hornworms, and budworms are showing up earlier this year. For red aphid control, timing is critical because the number of red aphids in the field can increase significantly over a relatively short period of time. It is important to treat fields when aphids first appear. University of Kentucky data proves controlling problem insects can significantly increase yields. 1 pound of orthine per acre will give you control of red and green aphids, flea beetles, hornworms, budworms, and cabbage loopers. Apply in 10 to 50 gallons of water per acre using 60 pounds of pressure with a new flat fan or hollow cone nozzle. Thorough coverage of plants is very important. Orthine is a local systemic that cannot be rained off after 24 hours. Monitor fields 72 hours after application for control. Orthine, one of the most economical tobacco insecticides available today. Always read and follow label directions before applying Orthine. Orthine is registered trademark of Chevron Chemical Company. Well, up in Massachusetts, beginning today, the United States Feed Grains Council's 31st annual meeting. The program lineup includes Secretary of Agriculture Ed Madigan speaking this morning. Marshall Goldman, Associate Director of Harvard's Business Russian Research Center, will also discuss our trade situation with Russia and many other speakers at this meeting. Tomorrow in Union County in the Extension Office, are going to have a training program free of charge by UK. Farmers and field scouts can get a closer look at pest and agronomic problems during this training session. Starts at 8:30 at the Union County Extension Office in Morganfield. That's our report statewide. I'm Jack Crowner, the voice of agriculture.
When you say traditional country music, you're saying AM Stereo 790 WKY.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above.
Legends that last. Inside the True Country Cafe. From AM Stereo 790 WKY. More of your favorite traditional country music at AM Stereo 790 WKY. Mel Tillis, I Believe in You. 624, good morning. This is Frank Kenny. Hot one coming our way. Stand with the details plus an information update next.
Imagine four great writers all plotting one great novel.
How about this? It was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Yeah, it sounds a little trite. Try this. He was an old man and the sea.
How about a young boy on the Mississippi?
Collaboration never comes easy, especially when it comes to business communications. Great individual parts don't necessarily make a great network.
And this old man would have gone 97 days without catching a fish.
And there'd be this raven screaming, nevermore.
It takes proper design and careful planning. That's where South Central Bell comes in. From education to government, our customers are seeing new benefits from imaginative communications applications, such as reducing travel expenses and improving profit margins.
I think we'll call it Huckleberry.
Twist.
South Central Bell. Talk to us first. Call 1-800-522-BELL. We have the vision to put it all together.
Good morning. It's 81 degrees. Our high today, 97. I'm Stan Cook with the WKY Information Update at 625. A West End Louisville man is in custody this morning facing an arson charge. 41-year-old Melvin Lee Points has been charged with the last of three fires at Christ Unity Church this year. He is scheduled to appear in court later today. The body of a Jefferson County man has been recovered from the Ohio River. 33-year-old J. Donald Smith, missing since Saturday when his boat capsized after colliding with a barge near Cox Park. An autopsy is scheduled for today. Secretary of State James Baker's latest peace mission is over now. He's waiting for a response from Israel. He says the Israeli prime minister is promising a quick response. A Tennessee judge says a controversial photo of three men said to be missing U.S. flyers from the Vietnam War is genuine and was sent to him from contacts in Laos. When we come back, we'll take a look at sports and update the forecast. It's 626.
Hello, hello, this is Westy Rowe for Greyhound. You know, I just love to take Greyhound home for family reunions. Like this one right here. The Fergusons. Hey, they don't know me, but that's cool because I don't know them. But remember, if you plan ahead, you can go Greyhound to any family reunion. Hey, even your own, for just $68 or less.
May I help you?
Yeah, hey, I could dig a cheese ball. Special restrictions apply.
Playtex tampons are more comfortable because Playtex has a smooth plastic applicator with a round tip. Sure feels better than flat tip cardboard. Playtex sells, check it out, girl. Know what Playtex is all about, girl. Playtex tampons, the protection to choose when you know the facts.
In sports, the tough times continue for the Louisville Redbirds and the Cincinnati Reds. First of all, Oklahoma City shut out Louisville last night 4-0 in the National League. The Pirates shut out Cincinnati 6-0. The Atlanta Braves continue to win, knocking off St. Louis 5-1. The Giants beat Montreal 3-2. Chicago down Houston 4-2. The Mets over Los Angeles 9-4. And San Diego beat Philadelphia 5-2. In American League play, Minnesota pounded Boston 14-1. Seattle beat Baltimore 6-4. Milwaukee down Chicago 2-1. Kansas City over Detroit 8-4. Cleveland beat California 5-2. Oakland over New York 4-2. And it was Texas downing Toronto 6-5. Louisville weather, hang on. Sunny, hot and humid today. High of 97. Tonight, clear, muggy, 75 for a low. Partly sunny, hot and humid again tomorrow. A slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high about 95. Clear this morning, 81 degrees at True Country, WKY.
Well, how are you, Mr. Cook?
Ooh, that sounds like Frank Kinney.
Yes, back into the old grind, getting the nose to the grindstone again.
Well, nice to have you back.
Well, thank you, sir.
You missed so much while you were gone.
I know. I thought about breaking my vacation in half and coming back in after the dastardly deed that our senators pulled in the middle part of last week, waiting until everybody went to bed, and then decided to give themselves a $23,000 pay raise. God. And they wonder why they get no respect.
Whew, they're just taking care of business.
Yeah, I guess so. Hot and humid today. Whew. Wow.
My, oh my, oh my.
Could be hot and humid on honeymoons, too, around the country, Stan.
You know, we're going to be around 100. What, honeymoon?
Yep. I was reading Bride's magazine. Had nothing to do while I was off.
Well, apparently not.
So I picked up a copy of Bride's magazine, and it suggests that if you're on your honeymoon, tell the hotel manager he may offer you free champagne or even upgrade your room to a suite. Or he just might even switch on the video camera in there, you know. Wonder if Donald Trump is going to try that when he marries Marla.
Be interesting.
Thank you, Stan. Just hitting there on a Monday.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at me that way. I know you like the paperback book. So I've read every page. On second thought, if I can find a clean shirt, I might.
Bringing you music with memories, the good times, yesterday and today, on AM Stereo 790 WKY.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I
True Country, WKY.
Darling, won't you please forgive us, your best friend and me.
Good morning, I'm Frank Kenny. Hot day looking for a high of about to 97. Boy, it's hot out there now. 81, 85% humidity. From AM Stereo, WKY, here's John Kindly.
I don't remember loving you. And I don't recall the things you say you put me through. You say that you walked out on me. You say you did me wrong. Well, I just don't see how that.
AM Stereo 790, WKY, Bobby Helms, and Special Angel, 753. If you like it this way, at 7 before 7, that's the way you get it inside the True Country Cafe at WKY. Good morning. I'm Frank Kenny. Hot and humid one is the way it was all the time I was on vacation. I guess if you're going to write a scenario about a vacation as far as weather is concerned, last week was pretty daggone typical of what a lot of folks would ask for as sunshine and a chance to go out and do the things that they wanted to do. But Some of those days, humidity kept you from doing that. And that's what we've got this morning. Gosh, it is. It's like walking out and getting hit in the face with a wet dish rag this morning because the humidity is up in the mid-80s. Temperature is daggone close. Sunny and hot today, topping out at 97. Yep, 97 this afternoon. Humidity is going to be very high, so the heat index level is going to be way up over 100. Clear tonight, only dropping to 75, and we didn't get that far down last night. Hot and humid again tomorrow with a slight chance of an afternoon thunder shower on Tuesday, with tomorrow's high about 95. Clear and muggy and 81 downtown.
It's your day off. You slip an arm into your sweatshirt. Now the other. What you're hearing is what you're feeling. A refreshing new laundry detergent from Fab. You pull on your blue jeans. An arrangement of clean and soft that makes for a comfortable clean. Fab's Comfortable Clean.
To get the most for your money, you need low prices on all the items on your shopping list. Groceries, meat, fruit, vegetables, and cleaning products. That's why shoppers look to Winn-Dixie, the low price leader, for lower prices on all their shopping needs. Low prices in every department. Today, when you shop Winn-Dixie, be sure to pick up Fab, one of the many items featured this week at Winn-Dixie. Great savings at a great store. You'll see the difference at Winn-Dixie, America's supermarket, the low price leader.
Traditional country music, the way you like it, back to back at AM Stereo 790 WKY.
She would meet me in the morning on my way down to the river, waiting patient and the kids.
Working for, all they think about is making more. All I need is a true heart next to me when it's cold and dark. All I need to keep from falling apart. Say that my kind of love is blind. Yes, I'd rather die before this day ends. And I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. There's no such thing as make-believe, puppet dolls, palm leaves, and BB guns.
Mary Chapin Carpenter now taking us down to the Twist and Shout. 7:06 in the city. Good morning. I'm Frank Kenny at AM Stereo, WKY. AM Stereo 790, True Country, WKY, yee-haw! Mary Chapin Carpenter dancing at the Twist and Shout. Hi, this is Frank Kenny, 10 past 7 to the city on this Monday. Going to be a hot one. Better crank on the air conditioning in your car and let it run a few minutes before you get out in it because it is stifling out there right now. It's going to be even worse as the day goes on. High in the upper 90s, 97 to be exact. Dropping off to 75 overnight, then partly sunny, hot, and humid. We do have a slight chance of Mother Nature giving us a little kiss tomorrow afternoon with an afternoon thunderstorm. Tuesday's high about 95. Right now, clear 81 with 85% humidity.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. I know, a lot of you people are going, my gosh, what is this? Talking about my program. Look, don't sit there and pull your hair out. Don't write letters of complaint. Don't go into a fit or a rage. Sit back and enjoy it. Don't try to figure this program out. You can't. It's inexplicable. It's undefinable. Just sit back, relax, and listen to the Rush Limbaugh program every weekday at noon.
You got to listen to Talk right here at AM Stereo 790 WKY.
Pittsburgh rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
7:15 in Kentuckiana, he's gonna make it home where love begins. Here's Gene Watson from WKY.
Come in, pretty lady. You've just made my night. I wasn't too sure that you'd call. And you'll find this is where love begins. I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green.
Hey, honky tonk, roadside
club. I'm a member of the country club.
AM Stereo 790 WKY. Travis Tritt, Country Club. 7:21 in the city. Good morning. I'm Frank Kenny. Cup of coffee in hand. If you're just rolling out, let's have a cup together. Crank up the air conditioning. You're going to need it on your ride in. Stand with all the muggy details, plus an information update. That's dead ahead at WKY.
Okay, Roger, let's review Liquidator 2.
Fine, just fine.
Now appearing at the Shane Company with a cast of thousands of diamonds and precious gems reduced 30 to 60%.
This is an action-packed thriller of a diamond sale, Gene, starring Pat Clancy, president of the Shane Company, in his most amazing role as the Diamond Liquidator. It's unedited. The entire inventory of the Shane Company is reduced.
Well, Roger, you don't mean every diamond ring at the Shane Company is reduced 30 to 60%, and
yes,
every diamond pendant,
yes,
diamond earring and bracelet,
yes,
every loose diamond wedding band and watch?
I do mean it. Everything at every Shane showroom is reduced, Gene. It's Liquidator 2. The audience will go wild. I think it's a bona fide blockbuster.
I think it's the love story of the summer. Everybody will love the diamonds and the prizes.
I definitely give it 2 thumbs up.
Well, I give it 2 thumbs up.
That's 4 thumbs up.
We never do that.
The reviews are in. Liquidator 2, a diamond drama you have to see. 30 to 60% off on everything at the Shane Company. Direct diamond importer. Downtown in the Starks Building and on Hearthborne Parkway in Taylor Hurst Shopping Center.
You can stop smoking in less than 60 minutes. This is Dr. Patrick Porter, Director of Positive Changes of America. Our certified hypnotherapists have been helping people kick their smoking addiction for over 25 years. Over 90% of all people will stop smoking after one private session of hypnosis. For some reason, however, some people under unusual stress go back to their smoking habit. Because of this, we have designed a lifetime program with unlimited visits to help you to stop forever. The program costs only $198, about what you would pay for a 3-month supply of cigarettes. Call 459-3087. That's 459-3087. We also invite you to inquire about our weight control program. Lose all the weight you want. No diets, no hidden fees. Call 459-3087 to start your positive change today. We are located on Taylorsville Road, just south of the Watterson. We accept all major credit cards. Call now, 459-3087.
To get the most for your money, you need low prices on all the items on your shopping list. Groceries, meat, fruit, vegetables, and cleaning products. That's why shoppers look to Winn-Dixie, the low price leader, for lower prices on all their shopping needs. Low prices in every department. Today, when you shop Winn-Dixie, be sure to pick up Fab, one of the many items featured this week at Winn-Dixie. Great savings at a great store. You'll see the difference at Winn-Dixie. America's supermarket, the low price leader.
Good morning. It's 79 degrees. We're expecting a high today of 97. I'm Stan Cook with the WKY Information Update at 7:23. Jefferson County government is seeking more state funding for its methadone clinic. The clinic is serving 89 patients, but there are 125 on a waiting list. Methadone is used to help break addiction to heroin and other powerful drugs. An autopsy will be performed today on the body of a Jefferson County man recovered from the Ohio River. 33-year-old J. Donald Smith had been missing since Saturday when his boat collided with a barge near Cox Park. 41-year-old Melvin Lee Points, charged with arson, is to appear in court today. Points is charged with setting the last of three fires at Christ Unity Church in the West End. And a Tennessee judge says the photo of three men said to be missing U.S. flyers from the Vietnam War is genuine. He says the photo was sent to him from contacts in Laos. When we come back, we'll update sports and take a look at the forecast. It's 8:24.
Hi, I'm Tony of Tony's Deli, and I'm looking for a sandwich called a Deli Melt. Hot roast beef, onions, or peppers, melted cheddar, or Monterey Jack cheese. Thing is, you can only get them in Philadelphia, and I'm lost. I think I'll pull into this attractive Hardee's.
Hi, welcome to Hardee's.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to get to Philadelphia because they have these deli melts, and
hot
I want to know...
Hot roast beef, onions, or green peppers, melted cheddar, or Monterey Jack cheese, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Straight ahead, please.
To Philadelphia?
To the pickup window.
Delicious deli melts, Philly cheese, or beef and cheddar. For a limited time, only Hardee's.
It's the Flintstones' 30th anniversary, so Hardee's is taking callers, asking what are the most popular episodes of all time. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know that time that Fred was in that dye commercial?
Nope, sorry. You're on the air.
Remember when Dino left
home? Okay. Nobody's guessing them, so if you want to know what the most popular episodes are, go to Hardee's and get a commemorative Flintstone glass for 99 cents when you buy any beverage. You're on the air.
Is this Barney Rubble?
That's not funny, kid. Go ahead.
How about when precious little...
I'm sorry, honey. You'll have to go to Hardee's for a Flintstone glass.
For a limited time, only at Hardee's.
In sports last night, Oklahoma City downed the Louisville Redbirds 4-0. It is the Redbirds' 10th straight loss at home. In the National League, the news is not as good either for Cincinnati. Pittsburgh blanked the Reds last night 6-0. Atlanta still streaking, winning over St. Louis 5-1. San Francisco down Montreal 3-2. It was the Cubs over Houston 4-2. New York down Los Angeles 9-4. And San Diego beat Philadelphia 5-2. In American League play, Texas downed Toronto 6-5. Oakland over New York 4-2. Cleveland beat California 5-2. Kansas City defeated Detroit 8-4. Milwaukee down Chicago 2-1. Seattle beat Baltimore 6-4. And it was Minnesota pounding Boston 14-1. Louisville weather sunny, hot and humid today. High of 97. Tonight clear, a low of 75. Partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow. A slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And a high around 95. Right now, clear skies, 79 degrees at True Country, WKY.
Hey, Stan, other than the senators voting themselves a $23,000 pay raise, something else happened while I was off.
A lot going on.
It concerns the Congress. For instance, I don't know if you picked up on this or not. Kind of a shady story. On Saturday, now here's one of the rare Saturday sessions for Congress. They took up the study of trying to get a survey of teenage sexual behavior. One New York representative is quoted as saying it's important to get a handle on teenagers' sexual behavior, but Health and Human Resources Secretary Louis Sullivan temporarily barred the event, said it was going to be too expensive to run the survey, and a complete reversal of form, Stan. All the congressmen agreed to drop the study. Instead, they all gathered in a smoke-filled room, ordered pizza and beer, and just asked Ted Kennedy. He brought him right up to date.
Nice to have you back, big guy.
Thank you, Stanley. Oh, feel like I fell off a family tree this morning. Here's Leroy Parnell from WKY.
I was a little bit different, always ahead of my